So we want to go through a couple more cases here. And Peter, you had this very interesting patient who had HER2 positive disease. Can you talk a little bit about the patient?
Certainly. This was a patient with a GE junction cancer, Sievert 3, HER2 new, 3 plus, strongly positive. He decided to enroll on our trial of CAPOX plus bevacizumab and trastuzumab.
2012.
Back in 2012. Was well tolerated, rarely had any sort of grade 1 or grade 2 toxicities. With time, he began having some neuropathy, so we stopped the oxaliplatin, continued the capecitabine, then had more thrombocytopenia eventually after about 5 years of treatment, and then ultimately after about 5 years of therapy progressed in the liver. We decided, at the time we had a trial open of pembrolizumab and margetuximab, we were able to start him on that combination. He had about a 1 year response to that, and then ultimately progressed again in the liver and as well as in the lymph nodes. And then we decided to give him ramucirumab monotherapy, not because he had neuropathy, but because his platelets were running in the 30 to 50 range, and we didn't dare give him any more paclitaxel. He tolerated that well, had maybe a minor response to ramucirumab by itself.
But he had a slight objective response.
Yes, he actually had a minor response. As I was putting the information down for this case, I actually made sure of that because we not only got a CAT scan and an MRI to make sure of this. And ultimately, at this point, his lymph node disease had been quiescent, and he really only had a single liver lesion that was stable. I was worried that if I continued on ramucirumab by itself, it would exceed the 3 centimeter threshold for ablation. So I'd sent him for ablation. He got cryoablated back in November, and he's been basically in remission since then.
And David, you said it's not like breast cancer. That sounds like breast cancer to me. I'm just kidding.
It's a rare case.
It's one in a thousand.
It's a rare case.
Just out of curiosity, though, David, would you be more inclined in the unusual patient? Maybe 5 years, obviously, is really unusual, but it has a really good response to chemotherapy and trastuzumab, to maybe keeping the trastuzumab going and adding back chemo?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. It's not a toxic agent, but we just really don't know. And I think it was very reasonable to offer the patient a novel HER2 trial, which I think would offer the patient more. But are there always exceptions to the rule? I mean, we don't generally recommend regional therapies in metastatic disease, but this patient has had a long natural history, and this is someone that appropriately received a regional therapy as well.